Okay. Okay, today's Daf Yud. We're on Daf Tes Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Here we go. Ein Bein Shilo LiYerushalayim. There's no difference to the 369 years when the Mishkan was at Shilo, to the times after that when it was in Yerushalayim, except, in other words, there was a Mishkan there. So all the rules that applied to the Beis HaMikdash applied there, except for the following. Ella, Shebishilo Ochlim Kachim Kalim Umayitzer Sheni Bechal HaRoeh. At Shiloh, you were able to eat Kachim Kalim or Maaser Sheni, which can be eaten only in the city of Yerushalayim, not in the city of Shiloh, as long as you could see the Mishkan. Even if you were outside the city, if you could still see the Mishkan, you're still allowed to eat Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni. Obi Yerushalayim, but in the city of Yerushalayim, only Lifnei Menachoma, only inside the walls. If you're outside the walls of the old city, you cannot eat Maaser Sheni. V'kan v'kan, and both Yerushalayim and Shiloh, Kachay Kachim Nechal Lufnim and Akloim. Kachay Kachim can only be eaten inside the curtains. What does it mean inside the curtains? That means in the Azara, right? It uses the word from the Mishkan, Kloim, curtains, even though in the Beit HaMikdash there were no curtains, there were walls, but they use the same word. Yeah. Kedusha Shiloh, Yesh Achareha Heter. And Kedusha Shiloh, after Shiloh, there was a heter of Bamos, right? Because after Shiloh was destroyed, for 57 years, Bamos was mutter.
Was it destroyed or just dropped to the ground?
Shiloh? It was destroyed. It was physically destroyed, I don't know. The arm was taken, so it was damaged. Something happened to it. It wasn't no longer functioning as a Mishkan. What happened to it?
Destroyed.
It was destroyed. Yeah.
The
Plishtim, it was a fight. And they took it, no longer operated. So after that happened, for 57 years, till David HaMelech came along, right? You were allowed to bring bamos. Yerushalayim, Kedushas Yerushalayim, Einachare Heter. There's no heter anymore. No right to bring a bama. It's over. Those days are over. Okay? Even though the Mishnah just said that, the Gemara now is going to argue on that. Amar of Yitzchak, Shamati, I heard, Shemakrivin Bebeis Chonyov Bizman Hazeh. You're allowed to bring karbanos in Beis Chonyo Bizman Hazeh. Beis Chonyo was a... So, what? It was in Egypt. There was a fight between the two Kahanim, the two sons, who's taking over Kohen Gadol. Chonyo lost out. He said, I don't need this. I'm going to make my own Beis HaMikdash. He went to Egypt and made his own temple. And he was bringing karbanos there. Says of Yitzchak, Bizman Hazeh, if you want to go there, bring karbanos, you could go right ahead. So in order for that to be halachically valid, Katsava, first of all, Beit Chanya of Lava Beit Avodah Zarah, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. It was misguided, but it wasn't Avodah Zarah. And number two, V'Katsavar, Kincha Rishona, Kincha L'Shaita, V'lo Kincha L'Asid Lavam. That there's no Kiddush anymore. Therefore, the Mishnah said, once Yerushalayim, there's no more Heter. Says Reb Yitzchak, I disagree. Right? I disagree. I hold there is Heter. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Yosef points out, why do you mention Beis Chonif? Even in Chutzlaritz you can bring a carbon. Even in Mitzrayim. And even anywhere you want. Doesn't have to be B'dafkin in Israel. Anywhere you want. Even there. The Mishnah said, you're not allowed to do that. The Argus in the Mishnah. Right? Dichziv, it says, Kilo ba'asim ad ata, el ha-menucha ve'el ha-nachala. Right? With that pasuk? That pasuk is in Devarim. Menucha zeh Shiloh, Nachala zeh Yerushalayim, Makish Nachala leMenucha. Ma Menucha yesh achareha heter. Just like Shiloh had a heter afterwards, you were allowed to bring bamos. Af Nachala yesh achareha heter. So too yesh achareha heter. Yeah, and therefore bizman hazeh, you're allowed to bring karbanos, right? So asks the Rasha, one second. So if Yitzchak holds that Kincha Rishayna, lo Kincha La'asid Lavo. What about Kincha Yishniya? Right? What about the second time with Ezra? What about that? So he answers, well, if he holds the first one wasn't forever, the second one also is not forever. So therefore, they're both the same. Therefore, it's mutter. Bizman Hazeh, it's mutter to bring up a carbon in Beis Chanya. Why? Again, it wasn't Avodah Zarah. Whatever it was, I don't know what it was. Right? It wasn't Avodah Zarah. Right? And also, there's no Kedusha in Yerushalayim anymore. So why not?
So why
Dr. Beis Chaim? So he was trying to point out that even in Chutz La'aretz. Even in Chutz La'aretz.
In your backyard.
In your backyard, in a Chinami. But it had a Jewish tom to it. Started out being a Jewish thing. But we can go over there. Amalei. Amrulei. Amarta. You said. No, it's not the Beis HaMikdash. Right.
In Egypt was a Beis
HaMikdash. So what did he say it was?
I don't know.
What was he doing? Picking up and moving to Alexandria and making up a temple there. I'm not sure what he was doing. But
right.
Like I said, it was misguided.
There was nothing there.
There was nothing
there. So what did he say?
Anyway. So that we said yesterday, you could bring anything you could only bring the Dharma and the Davis, basically. So now, Amru Lei, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amarta, did you really say this halacha? Amru Lehu, he told him, lo, I didn't really say it. You heard wrong. Amar Rava, Hello Kim, no, but I swear, Amru, he said it. The Gamirna Le Mine, and I also accepted that. I had learned from it. My time of Kahadarbe. So why did Yitzchak take it back? No, I never said it. Why did he do that? Mishum, Kasha de Rav Murray. Because Rav Murray asked the Kasha. What was Rav Murray's Kasha? The Mosiv Rav Murray. Rav Murray asked the following Kasha. From our Mishnah. Kedusha Shilo Yesh Acharbeah Heter. Kedusha Si Yerushalayim Ein Acharbeah Heter. What are you talking about, Rav Yitzchak? Rav Yitzchak is an Amora. How can Rav Yitzchak argue on a Mishnah? The Mishnah says there's no heter after Yerushalayim, and Rav Yitzchak came along, yes, there is. So Murray says, did you know that Mishnah in Megillah? Says, Rav Yitzchak, I take it back. Right? But also, Tanan, we learned.
He takes it back, since he never said it.
He never said it, which meant to say that was that was a diplomatic way of saying, I take it back. Right? I never said it even. But Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishaba Yerushalayim, Nesru HaBamos. Once Yerushalayim was established, there's no more Bamos. What was he talking about? Right? There's no longer a heter. Right? And then the nachla, the whole drasha that you're allowed to do that. No, I'm not allowed to do that. So where are we up to? Right? What? Right? So, let's look at the second Tosfos. Tosfos says, ready? Hiksha Rav Chaim. Mitchila hechi amar lemilthei. So what was Rav Yitzchak thinking lechachila? Before Rav Murray came along and told him, by the way, there's a Mishnah in Megillah. Didn't Rav Yitzchak know there's a Mishnah in Megillah? Right? Chiloha yada the Mishnah? Didn't he know there's a Mishnah? The halok heing shigurus b'fi kol. Every Amora knew every Mishnah.
Yeah,
1 minute. Well, who do we pass on it otherwise? Now the Gemara is going
to
say. 1 minute. Now the Gemara is going to say Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoim, which we're going to pull teeth to make it into a machlokas. It's not going to be a machlokas. The Gemara is going to assume, if you make the following 8 assumptions, then they're arguing about this issue. So the Rishon didn't know this Mishnah? What do you mean Beis Chaim? It's not a Tana, that person.
Tana was in existence.
I know.
And if they were using it,
proof. 1 second. What do you mean? Chanya was a rogue person who went to Chutz La'aretz and built a temple.
But it just said possibly that they were able to use it on Beis Chanya.
How can you say that? The Mishnah says not like that.
What does the Mishnah say?
So you have to find some other Mishnah that argues. That's what Tosfos is asking. Who argued on this? Who argues on this din? It's a Mishnah Megillah. It seems to be unargued on. No one argues on it. How can you go? No, it's okay. How can you argue on a Mishnah? Tosfos says every Amora knew every Mishnah. But also Kasha. Kivin de Tanoihi. Now 1 second. If we're going to say it's a machlokas Tanoim, then am I Hadarbe? Why did it retract? Why did it retract if it's a machlokas Tanoim? Label another army commander, Amar Lo Kitcha. I hold like those Tanoim. So why do you have to retract? If it's really a machlokas, then what's he retracting for? Says the Gemara like this. Says Tosfos like this. Lechei Nera L'Rav Chaim. The Kuli Alma Moda, everyone agrees. The Mishabol, the Yerushalayim, when they came to Yerushalayim, once Yerushalayim was established, Nesir HaBamos. Bamos are over forever. Veshuv lo ha'yelehen heter. There's no more heter. There's no more heter. That there's no question about. So what are they arguing about here? What did the Mishnah come along and say? Bahani Tanoi, Bahai Peligi. This is what they're arguing, the following issue. The man, the Amar, lo kidsha, if you hold, the kedusha went away. Savar, the af b'mekomo shel mizbeach, ein yichol lahakriv achshav. If you find a spot where the mizbeach is, bizman hazeh, you cannot bring karbanos. Why not? No kedusha. They're not arguing about anywhere else. That, no one argues on that issue. This Mishnah here is authoritative. No one argues on it. What are they arguing about? Another issue. What's the other issue? What about the Beis HaMikdash with Man Hazeh? Right? There are people that say, oh, you can go bring the Beis. It's a machlokas about it. It's not universal. According to Tosas, it's a machlokas. Uman da Amar kidsha kidsha. And if you hold the kedusha still around, Safar de b'makom mizbeach mo de lahakriv. Of course you can bring the mizbeach even with Man Hazeh. Afal of Obama. Not in Obama, you can't. Interesting.
Okay, but practically speaking,
from our
point, there's still a machlokas to be the drama about the kedusha and the
correct. So now here we go.
So 1 second. So if we have, if we don't have that argument already, don't you think if it was established by the Amoras 400 years before that, that would became here already? Clearly, it wasn't taken care of.
Right.
Then we still have a problem.
Right. So therefore.
Therefore, you
can't slam
on
Yitzchak for
making
a psak
earlier on. He had somebody
to
rely on. We still have that same question. We've never taken care of
in
his days, never taken care of in our days.
So let's see if the Gemara says tanoihi. It's a machlokas
tanoihi.
We pass
the
Gemara.
You do?
No, we don't. Who says?
No, people go up there. There are people who go up there.
That's. So those are the people who hold like the Rambam. They have a right.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that's
but we hold like the Rambam. We pass it like it.
First of all, we're not talking about going up there. We're talking about bringing karbanos. Right. We're assuming you can get past any tumah hurdle. Assuming, no. Assuming you get past the tumah hurdle.
Right.
I'm Tommy. I found the paraduma. I'm Tar. Okay, is there an Indian to bring a carbon? And I know where the Mizbeach is.
I
want to
do Pesach.
I know where the Mizbeach is. I have all the ish, everything's yourself. According to Tosafot, it's a machlokes. According to some, he's still not doing anything. Why? There's no Kedusha there. Okay. Tanoihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya, or the Tnan. Omar Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says like this. Shamati, I heard. Shayubonim Behechol. When they built the Hechol, when they came back and built the second Beis HaMikdash, right? Osin Kiloyim Lehechol. They made curtains for the Hechel, the Kloyim la'azara, and curtains for the Azara. Ella, except, Shahechel bonam yibachutz, uba'azara bonam yibifnim. Just, they position the curtains to make sure they're not going into the Kodesh Kodashim, to make sure, okay, they built it on the inside, the outside, fine. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, well, Ashamati, I heard something else. Shemakriv and afal pishayin bayis. You can bring the carbon, even if there's no Beis HaMikdash. All you need is a Mizbeach. I don't need the rest of the building. Ochlin kachem kachem, I can eat kachem kachem, afal pi she'en kloyim, even if there's no kloyim, kachem kalem, umayser sheni, afal pi she'en choma, even if there's no choma, why? Mipnei, shekutcher mishayin, a kitchel lashayin, the kitchel lashayin lavo. It must be, since Rabbi Yeshua gives his reason, why do I hold, I don't need anything. All I need is a mizbeach. Why? It must be, and he says why. Why? Because Kitchel Rishona is Kitchel L'Shaita Kitchel Asad Lavo. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer, my colleague, who argues on me and tells me, no, I need walls, I need curtains, I need everything, must hold. It's not L'Shaita Lavo. Therefore, had to be reestablished. Here's the boundary. That's what it must be. Right? Says the Gemara, Michlal, right? Michlal, the Rabbi Eliezer Savar, lo Kitchel Asad Lavo. It's not everlasting. That's why when they came back and rebuilt it, they had to make all the new boundaries again to give it more kedusha. Amalei Ravina Leravashi B'mayim. Who told you? Dilma, maybe the Kuliyama Kitcha Rishona Kitcha L'Shaita V'Kitcha L'Asid Lavo. Maybe it is everlasting. So why on earth would Rabbi Eliezer require walls? Umar Mai D'Shmaile Kamar. Umar Mai D'Shmaile Kamar. They're arguing about a historical fact. Well, what happened there? Says Rabbi Eliezer. I heard. That Ezra came back and they built this and they were busy with the walls and the. And the Yeshua says, I heard no such thing. What about that din? No, they don't argue on the din. Everyone agrees it's lost in love. So why does Rabbi Eliezer say they built walls? That's what they did. And why did Yeshua say they didn't? That's because they did. Do we know what went on? We don't know. Then why would they do that? Why would they make Kalayim? Why? You don't even need them. Why would they be busy with that? The answer is, just for privacy, just to make marks. Okay, here's this, and here's this area, here's that area. It's very hard to know where the area is if there's no mark. Very hard. Here's Kachi Kachi, here's Kachi. There's no demarcation. All right, I'll put up a curtain. So according to this, everyone agrees to that. So that's not a good place that there's a machlokas tanoim about this issue. You can watch this, you're right. I have a different machlokas tanoim. The Tanya, it says like this. Amar Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi, lama manu chachamim et elu. Why did the chachamim in Masechet Erechin list all the cities that have a wall in it? Right? Rashi says, Ayaros nimnu perik basra de Erechin.
Nine cities.
What? Nine cities. Right. Why do they have to list them off? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because Kisha'alu b'nei Gola, when they came back from the Galas, Matsu as Elu, they found these, the kid, and they made them holy. Aval Harishonos, Batlu. No. What? I'm sorry, yes. Yeshua's time. Aval Harishonos, right? Aval Harishonos. But the first ones? What first ones? What? No. Other cities that had a wall around it from the times of the first Beis HaMikdash. Other cities. Bitlu, Mishabatla, Haaretz. When the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Kedusha went away from these cities. Nine more, that's what I think it means, nine more they reestablished at a later date. Ezra, exactly. So only those nine. That's why the Mishnah says only those nine. I have 100 cities that have walls around them. Yeah, but those don't count. Why? Because the Kedusha went away. Right?
What can you give the reason like we had in the Gilma? Because you have to know which days to say in the Gilma.
What?
What could you say the reason why
the Gemara's going to ask that in a minute. Alma, what do you see? Ksavar, Kitcher Rishona, Kitcher Lashaita, Velo Kitcher Lashit Lavo. The Kedusha went away. How do you know it went away? Because there are only nine cities. The Gemara assumed, more than nine cities had walls around it. That's what the Gemara assumes. More than nine cities had walls. How come only counts nine? Because only those nine had Kedusha going forward. What shot? Oh, the Kedusha went away. Right?
Why those nine?
I don't know. So, Verminu, one second. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, V'chei'elu b'vad hoyu? What are you talking about? Only nine cities. V'halok v'anamar, it says, Shishim ir, kol chel vel argov. There's 60 cities that, V'chsev, kol eila arim, b'tsuros, choma, gavoa, all that big walls around them. Wait, tell me nine cities, much more than nine. Okay, so he says,
yeah. Because he has quite those nine.
So the Gemara's going
to
ask that in a minute.
Right. Nine cities.
What? Yeah, I understand. So he's saying it's not true. There were more than nine. This Tana says the pasuk says more than nine. You tell me there are nine. It's not true. There's more. Elo lama manu chacham es elu. How come only these nine are mentioned? Why? Because kisha'alu b'rei agola, when they came back from the galus, right? Matzu elu. They found these. V'kidsham. And they made them holy. So Gemara says, Kidshim? What do you mean they made them holy? Hashta amri lo tzricha l'kidushe. What do you have to make them holy for? Right? Ela, matzu es elu, umina'am. Now you know what it means? They counted them. They just found them. They counted them. V'lo elu b'vad. Not only this. Ela kol shetah lach mesoras b'yodecha me'avasecha. Anytime you have a mesora, she mekofas choma me'imos Yoshua ben-Nun, kol mitzvos halalu noagin ba. All mitzvahs apply. How many mitzvahs apply to a city with a wall around it? As far as I know, Rashi says here there are three issues. Number one, a mitzvah can't stay in a city with a wall. Number two, what day is Purim? And number three, when you buy a city in a wall, when you buy a house in a walled city, yeah, that's all. Then you have a year to undo the sale. Other than that, I don't know what other halachas apply. Why? Why is that true? Says the Gemara, that they should kitchen rishon, a kitchen l'shaita, a kitchen l'asid lavo. So what do you see from here? So first of all, Kasha Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. It's a stira in Rabbi Shmuel. Why? Because in one place he said that they had to be Mekadesh them because the Kidshu Rishona did not last forever. Right? And then the second Brisa said it did last forever. Says the Gemara, Tre Tanoyim, Liba Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. It's two Tanoyim. What do you see? It's a Machlokes. B'Boyzema, or you can give another answer. Ha, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Amra. It's a different person. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Asher lo choma, af api she'en lo achshav, ha'yla kodem l'chein. Didn't have one now, it had one then. So either it's a, so that the first answer is it's a machlokas about this issue. So does that resolve anyone's questions? It's a machlokas. Why did he retract? Because he held it was not a machlokas. He held no one's arguing about this issue. What are they arguing about? Could you bring a carbon bisman azeh if you know where the mizbeach is and your tar? That's a different issue. But what about kitchen rishon kitchen l'shaita? Everyone agree it's a machlokas. Okay. That's how it stands. It's a machlokas. Right. But going on to the Harabayis is unrelated to this machlokas. It's a separate issue.
It's connected to it.
It's not the Ikara. Right.
It's connected to it.
Right.
There is no Kedusha up there. Anybody can go up there.
Correct.
There is no what?
If there's no Kedusha, then why can't you go up there? Right? So we hold, so we've got the guy with that, we hold this Kedusha. So if you hold this Kedusha, the guy with that, so then assuming.
We're assuming.
So then why can't you bring a carbon? You could bring a carbon. Why? Because well, Tumah Dechuyah B'tzibur,
exactly.
Or Hutcher B'tzibur, so everyone's Tameh, yeah, and you're allowed to go up there,
okay,
so it's all good.
So you have to recover and do it.
Right. Right.
You know exactly where it is, too.
Which is hence why they would still want to recover Pesach.
Right, right, so you have to know where it is, you have to build a Mizbeach. It's not so simple.
Pesach doesn't have to be done anywhere, even on the Har Har Bayis.
No, but you need a
Mizbeach. You don't need it there, you have to know where it is.
Okay, so that's
where
they got
problems. You have to know where to...
Okay, from now till the end of the Perek, by the way, which is on Daf Yud something, Yud Zayin, from now to the end of the Perek, it's entirely Agadata, and it's all reading, learning Tzukim in the Megillah. Huh? All of a sudden, right here. Vayihi Achashverosh. Vayihi Achashverosh, and it was in the days of Achashverosh. Amar of Levi, Vitei of Yonason. Well, right. So at least the Megillah, at least they thought of the first pasuk. At least the Gemara did that for us. Davar zeh mesoras biyadenu mi'anshei kneses hagedola. This is a tradition we have from the anshei kneses hagedola. Kol makom shenemar vayihi. Whenever it says the words vayihi, eino ela lashon tzar. It's lashon tzar.
Problems.
Why is that? So one of the mefarshim here says it's a what? It's a combination of vayihi. Woe is to me, right? Vayihi. Woe is to me. What are they? Vayihi bimei Achashverosh, Hayahaman. Vayihi bimei Shvat HaShoftim, that's by Ruth, Hayarav, there was a famine. Vayihi ki hachel ha'adam larov, right? When it wasn't the day when the men, people started to have a lot of kids. Vayar Hashem ki rabas ra ha'adam. And everybody was bad. That's the beginning of the Mabel, right? Vayihi b'nasam mikedem, when everyone said, let's go eastward. Hava nivna lanu ir. Right, they wanted to build a tower, rebel against God. Vayihi b'mei Amraphel, Asul Molchama, they made a war. Vayihi b'yos Yehoshua b'Yericho, v'char b'shlufa b'yado. Vayihi Hashem es Yehoshua v'yimal l'b'nei Yisrael. That led to Achan making a sin. V'yechad men haramasim, ki es Chana ohe v'Hashem tzaga rachama. Chana couldn't have children. Vayihi zakein Shmuel, and it was when Shmuel was old. His children didn't follow in his way. Vayihi David l'chol drachav maskil, and David was successful. Vashem imo vayihi shal, even as David, Shal didn't like David, it would cause the fight. Vayihi ki yashav melech paveso, and it was when David was sitting in his house. Rakata lo sivna bayis, he was told he's not building the Beis HaMikdash. All these are bad things. It says vayihi biyom hashmini. And it was on the eighth day, Betanya, and we learned Osa Yom Haisa Simcha Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu Kiyom Shenivru Bo Shemayim Vaaretz. It was a great day, the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan, like the creation of the world. And Ksiv Hacha Biyom Avi Biyom Hashmini V'Ksiv Hasan V'Yer V'Yivoker Yom Echad. So what was the bad thing on that day? Answers to Gemara Hashachim Nadavaviu. No, Nadavaviu died on that day. A good question. And it says, it was 480 years when we left Mitzrayim. What's the bad thing about that? I'm sorry, no, that's not that pasuk. Shmonim shana v'arba'mei oshana, when they built the Beis HaMikdash. What's bad about that? It says, Vayihi kasha ra Yaakov is Rachel. When Yaakov saw Rachel. What was bad about that? And it says, Vayarev, Vayivoker, Yom Echad. Yom Echad, Yom Shini, Yikashlishi, Yikashtuva. What was bad about all those Vayihis? asks the Marsha, we just gave a minute ago, that it was bad the Chana Vayihi, she couldn't have children. So Rachel also couldn't have children. Right? Also, says that Yaakov cried because he saw he wasn't going to be buried with her. That's also a bad thing. So what's going on here? So he answers, but these things went way down in the future. All these other ones, Vayihi, were very immediate. Vayihi, after 15 years of marriage, Rachel can't have, after first had to wait 7 years, then he married her, then she can't have children. Yeah, it's not a good thing, but it was way down the road. The Vayihi is a much, that's what the Marsha said, the Vayihi is a much more immediate. Amar Rav Ashi, we have to change what we said, because Vayihi, Vayivoka, what's bad about that? What's bad about that? So it can't be that every Vayihi is bad, it can't be. Amar Rav Ashi, no. Kol Vayihi, the word Vayihi, Ikka Hachi, Ikka Hachi. It could be both. It could be good, it could be bad. Vayihi Bimei, that's Eino El Lashon Tzar. That's a Lashon Tzar, Vayihi Bimei. And there are five Vayihi Bimeis in Navi. Hamisha, Vayihi Bimei, Habi. There are five Vayihi Bimeis. Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh, Vayihi Bimei Shoan HaShoftim, that's the beginning of Rus. Vayihi Bimei Amraphel, that's Nimrod. Vayihi Bimei Achaz, and Vayihi Bimei Yehoyakim. Okay, those are only five.
And the Chumash was after?
There were three. The Chumash was one. Vayihi Bimei Amraphel.
Right?
Are there any more than these five? I don't know.
I've heard many times, not a couple times indeed, but he all by he's is Lashon Lo Tzar.
Says the Gemara in Megillah, it's not true. Amar of Levi, or some say Amar of Levi, Zem Esuris B'yadenim Yavasenu. We have another tradition. Amos was the father of Yishayahu Hanavi. Okay, Yishayahu ben Amos, right? Amos, Ba'amatya, Amatya was one of the kings of Israel, kings of Judea. Achim Hayu, they were brothers. Okay, my Kamash one, so what do I need to know that for? Right? So, because Ki Had Amar, Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar B'Yonathan, Kol Kala, She Tanua Beis Chameha, any Kala who is a Tanua in her father's house, in her father-in-law's house, meaning she's a Tanua, Zachin V'yotzi Men Malachim, Unavim. Yizachit to have Malachim and Nevi'im. Kings and prophets. Minalan, how do you know this? Mitamar. From Tamar. The Tzivit says, Bayar Yehuda, when Yehuda saw Tamar, after he threw her out of the house, because her sons died, Ve'achshivei Lazona. He thought she was a Zona. Why? He kisses up Panel, because she had her face covered. Says the Gemara, she refuses Panel, Ve'achshivei Lazona. Why? Because her face was covered, she thought she was a Zona? That doesn't make any sense. Ella, no. Mishum the kisses up Panel, Ve'achshivei. Since she always had her head covered, her face covered in the house, so Yehuda didn't even know what she looked like. Can you imagine that? He didn't even know who she was. She bumped into her in Costco. He wouldn't even know it's her. He wouldn't even know it's her. He didn't even know what she looked like. Then, Vlahav Yadala. He didn't even know who she was. So he sees this Zona on the street. Now, why he went to his Zona, that's all a separate discussion. But he sees her in the street, and he didn't know it was his daughter-in-law. He had no clue. He didn't even know what she looked like. Zachza, she was Zoche, V'yatza, Mimena, Malachim, Unavim. What was she Zoche? Malachim and Nevi'im. Malachim, Mi David. Malachim came from David, right?
He never knew what she looked like.
So therefore, when he met a Zona, he thought this is some Zona. Like I said, what's he going to a Zona for? It's a separate discussion.
Right.
But he didn't think it was his daughter-in-law.
Before the wedding, he never saw her.
He never saw her.
What?
And Nevi'im. Nevi'im, what about Nevi'im? What about Nevi'im? That's why I need to know that Amos was the brother of Amatya. Why? Damar of Levi, Misores Biadenu Miavasenu, Amos, Va'amatya, Achim Havi. He was also from Yehuda. Rikthiv, and it says, Chazon, Yeshaya ben Amos, Yeshaya the son of Amos. And there's one more thing that the Gemara leaves out, which is, whenever the Torah, or the Navi, says a Navi ben a Navi, ben someone else, the father was also a Navi. The Gemara left that part out. Why? Because it said that if you're a Tanua, Yizachar to Malachim, plural, and Nevi'im, plural. Who are the two Nevi'im that came from Yehuda? Yeshaya. No, but it said Yeshaya ben Amos. So he's also a Navi. So if we have two,
what do you think the rest implies, though?
That what? That was Tzedua people?
And couldn't Malachim.
Right. So David, okay, so David was David, had a lot of kids, were, they're all Malachim, they're all kings. What about the Nevi'im? So the only Navi from Yeshiva Yehuda was Yeshaya? And therefore you have to come on to the fact that it says his father, right? And when it doesn't say the father, then we don't know anything about the father. Right? But if it says Yeshaya Ben Amos, like for example, Elio, it never says Elio's father's name. I don't know who he is. So it says one day Elio shows up, right? Here it says, oh, Yeshaya Ben Amos. Oh, you should know that his father, Yamot, was also a Navi. Right? Okay. It's funny, the Gemara left that whole part out. That's the whole clincher. Okay. Bar of Levi, Dafrazem, Maseres, Piedanami, Avastanu. Another tradition. Makom Aron, Enamin Amida. The Makom of the Aron didn't take up any space. We went through that a few times. So asks the Marsha, so how come this is not listed in one of the ten Nisan that took place in the Beis Hamikdash every day? That the Aron didn't take up any space? What? That's a good point. Is it, the machlokas, if those nisim were in the first or the second?
I know, some of them apply to both.
Some of them apply to both. So how come this is not in the Mishnah at least? It applied to one at least. So he answers, see if his answer is true. The only nisim that are mentioned in that Mishnah are nisim that were in public. Nobody saw this nis. It was in Kodesh Kedoshim. Nobody went in there. So therefore, it's not on the list. What? Kept the Kohen Gadol. Right. Is that interesting, no? Actually, go through that list now, those 10 nisim, and see which ones. Right, the lechem upon him never got cold. Is that one of the 10? What koi? Right. Interesting. Oh, they would know, because he's not. Where is he? What happened to him? That's to make up some story. Now some cousin died, right? Yeah. Anyway, Tanya Namihachi, we also learned that. Aron, Sha'atza Moshe, Yeshel Eser Amos, Lepel Ruach. It was 10 Amos on all sides. Uksivan, it says, V'lefni Hadvir, and Dvir is another word for the Heichel, the building. And inside there, Eser Amos Aruch, it was 20 Amos long. Uksivan, it says, Kanef HaKruv Echad Eser Amos, V'Kanef HaKruv Echad Eser Amos. There's no way that a 20 Amos item could fit into 20 Amos space. It's impossible. It's impossible. The Aron Gufa Hecha Habakas. Where was Aron? Where did Aron go? The answer is El Av Shmarina Bnei Sayyid Omeid. It was an eighth. You can't fit that. It didn't fit in there. And somehow it fit. Okay. Rabbi Yonas and okay, now, new thing. Rabbi Yonas and Pasach Le Pitzcha Lahai Parshatza Mehacha. When Rabbi Yonas would start teaching the Megillah, he would start with the following pasuk from left field. What did it say? V'kamti alehem, v'chrati l'bavol, and I destroyed bavol. Sham, v'shar, v'nin, v'neche, nu'um Hashem. Sham, zaksa. That's the language. Not the language. The writing. Sha'ar zelosha. The language. Nin zemalchus. That's the kingdom. Neched zevashti. That's Vashti.
Where is this pasuk?
This pasuk is what? No, it's not in the Megillah. It's from left field. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. In Perek Yudalit, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani pasuk le pitzcha lahai parshas Mehacha. He would start off the Megillah with the following pasuk, also from left field. Tachas haneut, under the neut yale barosh, will go up poor. Tachas hasafard hasarfad hasirpad yale hadas. Tachas haneut, tachas haman arasha, right? That's under haman arasha. Shasa atmo avodah zara. He made himself into an avodah zara. Tichsevu b'chol hana atzutim u'b'chol hana halulim. Yala Barosh, Zem Mordechai, Shinik, and then it doesn't mean poor, it means head. Shinik Barosh, Lachal Absamim, Shinem Abadakacha, Besamim Rosh, Mor Duror, right, which is spices, Umtar Gaminon, and the uncle of there says, Mordechai. Right, okay. Takas Hasirapad, Takas Vashti, Harasha, Takas Vashti, Harasha, yeah. Bas Barosh, Levuchadnezzar, the granddaughter of Harasha, the granddaughter of the Levuchadnezzar. Shesaraf, Rafidas, Beis Hashem.
Who is the
daughter? I thought she was the granddaughter. It doesn't mean daughter, it means descendant. It just means descendant. She's, you know, like, I'm the daughter of, I'm the son of Avraham Avinu. I'm not his son, I'm his descendant. That's what it means. I don't think that genealogist, I don't think she was his daughter. She was his granddaughter. Right. Shenikra, where am I? Rudiva, yeah, by the Shedasif, Ruvidaso Zahav, Yal Hadas, Ze Esther Hatadekes, Esther the Tadekes, Shinikres Hadassah. Shinemer Vahiyomain et Hadassah. Okay. Vahi Lashem, Lashem, Zermikru Megillah, Laos Olam, Lo Yikares, Elu Yimei Purim. Those are the days of Purim. He would start teaching the Megillah from the following place. Now, that just like Hashem was happy, right, to do good, he was happy to do bad. Is it true that Hashem is happy when Rishayim have a downfall? It says, Ol Hashem Kilam Chasto. From Yochanan, but the Malo Nemar Kito Badazu. Why doesn't it say Kito? Mufi Shana Kadosh Baruch Hu Semech Mamapalos and Shal Rishayim. Hashem is not happy with the downfall of Rishayim. Even Goyim. Even Goyim. Right. Ah, Shadibamar Yochanan, my Dichsev Velo Karav Zel Zeh Kohalayla. That they didn't come close to each other all night. The who didn't come close to each other? The Mitzrayim and the Jews, they were fighting, but they didn't come close to each other. Bichu Malchai Shavuot Lomar Shira. The Malchai wanted to say Shira. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'itzi, you got that Tivum, but you have Atam Lomar Shira? You don't say Shira now. My creations are drowning, and you say Shira? How come we said Shira? How come we said Shira? We said Az Yashir, no? We said it after. Oh, so afterwards you're allowed to say? That the dead are ready?
It didn't say the Malachim, it said Dash.
What?
We would say.
We could say Shira.
We could say
right?
Shira.
What are Malachim? Malachim are bystanders. What are they saying Shira for? They're bystanders. Well, right? What to Malachim the saying Shira? No, they can't say Shira. We would say. It's a good point. Amar Belazar, who ain't osas? Avalacherim sas. Right? They can't be happy. You could be happy. But they can amar dechsiv ken yasis lo yachdiv yasus sharina. Okay, very good. Rav Abba Bar Kahana pasach le pitzchal haparshas imelcha. Another pasach. L'adam shetov l'fanav nasin chachma v'das t'simcha zem Mordechai hatzadik. That's a reference to Mordechai. V'lachatah nasin ein inyan le'asof v'lachanos zem Haman. That's a reference to Haman. L'seif tov le'el Elokim zem Mordechai v'Esther. That's Mordechai v'Esther. It's a sieve like it says. V'tasim Esther es Mordechai al beis Haman. Okay? Rab next. Rab, we'll do one more and then we'll stop. Rab bar Ofren pasach le'pitzcha Lahai Parshas Samehacha. By the way, Tosfos says, don't say this name is Ephron, because we don't name after Rishayim. His name, no one names this kid Ephron. Right? It's different words. Ofron. Mehacha. V'samti kisi ba'olam. I put my throne in the sky. Be'elam. V'varati misham melech v'sarim. Melech zevashti. She had royal stock to her. V'sarim zehaman v'aseres banav. And the Tsar is Haman and his 10 sons. Achashverosh, he was not a king. Right? Alright, we'll stop here.